This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Sleevers Podcast, Tuesday, June 18th. The return of the Chosen One, Carter Elliott himself. It's good to have you back, my friend. How you doing?
I'm the Chosen One?
I feel like if one of us two was to be chosen, it would be you.
I mean, that's fine. Not saying I disagree. But if that is my label, I'm going to start acting like it.
Like you haven't already been acting like it?
No, like I'm going to carry myself like the Chosen One.
I would like to see it. What would be the most like obvious change you would make to start carrying yourself like a Chosen One?
I don't know. What do you think my first change should be?
I don't know. You already
Shut up. All right. So this is great. Can we get to you? No, I'm kidding. I don't want to be the Chosen One. That's too much responsibility. I'm not a responsibility guy.
Can we start calling ourselves the Chosen Two?
That's kind of heat.
I've never heard of a Chosen Two. There's definitely been a lot of Chosen Ones through the years.
True, been great trio. There's been Chosen Trios, honestly. We need to lock down the Chosen Two market.
Honestly, that might just be what I start referring us to every single day.
Okay, let's do that. My plant died over the weekend.
Yeah, that's not great, but you're getting a fake one, though, I heard, right?
I am getting a fake one. Fake plants, I think, are better than real plants. No allergy issues. No bees going around it. You don't have to take care of it. It's one less responsibility. Once again, not a responsibility guy. Big fake flower guy.
Did you have a lot of bees going around your previous plant in your basement?
No, but if a bee was to get into the household, that would probably be one of the first places it would go.
Yeah, you're right. Doesn't seem like a very high threat level threat to you, though, in your enterprises.
It doesn't, but honestly, everything's a threat level when you're the Chosen Two.
That's very true. Are you into fake things in general? Like, are you team fake over real?
With things like plants and things like that, yeah, with people, I'm more of a real. Everything else, give me fake.
Would you say, like if zero is fake and 100 is real, where are you on the fake to real scale?
100 is real?
Yeah.
I'm like a 98.
So you're 2% fake.
Yeah.
What part of you is fake?
Probably the white lies I tell.
You gotta be higher than 2%, I feel like, then. Yeah.
All right, give me 95.
Okay, that's good. What would you say I am, fake to real scale?
You're like 107. You're like too, you're dangerously a little bit too real.
Oh, I'm too real. Okay.
Yeah, you are most likely to keep it too real.
So I gotta work on being more fake.
You could work in some more, yeah.
Okay. I love doing the show with you because you just never know where it's going to go. Like, we're like 7 minutes into this and we've talked about absolutely nothing. We didn't plan to have any of these little banters. Do you think we're pretty good banterers?
Yeah, I think that if there was like some Guinness World Record out there for like longest banter by Chosen Two, I think like our banter ceiling is like probably 147 straight hours of banter.
Wow. Yeah, we really don't stop bantering on our own. Like, we have to be told or asked politely to stop by others.
Right now would be a good time to stop bantering and get to the YouTube comment today, wouldn't it?
I think it would. Yeah. Do you have one?
I do have one. This one comes from MSP710. My advice for Fletch, which he didn't ask for, is to simply, all capitals, play stronger and stop flailing around like a soccer player. Man up. Okay, I don't like the masculinity attacking in this comment. I don't like the advice when it's not asked for aspect of this. I also don't like people just advising Fletch to do everything. Operation Leave Fletcher Alone is my new found passion, and I will be leading that front. So if you have something to say to Fletch, your lawyer, say it to me or say it to Foster, but don't say it to Fletch. I am a lawyer.
You are not a lawyer.
I would make a great lawyer.
I think you would make an awful lawyer.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Foster, Fletcher, Farter?
I'd like to move on. I'm uncomfortable.
Okay.
Okay. Should we go to the Discord?
We should. Please join the Discord, by the way. It's one of the easiest ways to support Sleepers Media. Got great things going on there. Only $9.99 a month if you join on your desktop. Make sure you join on your desktop so you don't get price gouged by the folks over at Discord and by the people over in the mobile apps, whoever handles that. Sign up now. $9.99 a month. Once again, if you're ever going to ask a way to support Sleepers outside of watching the YouTube videos, getting our videos in the algorithm, like, subscribing, all that, the next best thing to that, join the Discord.
You heard the man. Link in the description of this video. We read the comments every day. Today, we start with Purdue Fox, who says, when will you come to Purdue? And why will it be for the Alabama game? And when can we treat you all to Harold's Chocolate Shop?
West Lafayette's got to show me, man. I'm sorry. So maybe we do need to come back. And maybe we need to come back on a certain day, certain time. Maybe it needs to be a week-long trip. Who knows? But West Lafayette has to show me.
That's all it's the only stop other than Champaign. It's the only stop we've been to twice. And we did choose to go there twice, mostly because of how good Purdue basketball was two seasons ago. But I'm not itching to go back to Harry's Chocolate Shop. I'm not itching to like find restaurants in West Lafayette. Like, we ended up in an Applebee's.
Yeah, where was that Applebee's?
I don't know. And it didn't have graduate hotels. Everybody else had graduate hotels. I really felt out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They got to show us.
They do got to show us. Doctor says, all this reflecting and self-improvement going on has me thinking. I may have been too hard on Edie and the Boilers throughout the season. I'm not perfect. I have my flaws, such as singing too passionately in the shower, caring too much, slicing every drive 50 yards into no man's land. Anyways, I would like to take this chance to speak from the bottom of my heart and apologize to absolutely no one. The Cardio Cups Hoosiers do whatever the hell we want.
The Hoosier hysteria, I guess is the word to use right now, is at an all-time high, even though half your team's in walking boots.
Yeah, apparently that's just an Indiana thing, is to like just ignore injuries as if they don't exist. Like, no one's concerned about this.
Like, we posted it, so like, you know, Bala's in a boot, right? Yeah, but like, no. He's in a boot.
Yeah. No, it's not just that they're like, he's in a boot. It's that the official Indiana Instagram account is photoshopping his boot out of the picture, like clearly trying to hide this. And Indiana fans are just like, oh yeah, everything's fine. Like, no, it's not. Like, I'm leading the bandwagon this year, and I'm terrified of this. iManner says, maybe this is too hostile, but what if you guys did a casual Friday segment breaking down casual fan-level comments made by a supposed expert?
Is that too antagonistic of us?
I think we're good at being positively antagonistic, though.
Yeah, until people talk about us, then it's just like, well, Jesus.
Yeah, you know, like, are we just, we talked about this offline this morning, but aren't we kind of just in a perpetual state of like the Drake finger on the red button meme?
Yeah, and we pray, and I mean pray, that we're pushed to the point where we have to push that button, no pun intended. It'll get spicy.
But like, also, I don't want that to happen.
No, it's a lot.
In hindsight, we should not do what I'm saying, because I don't want that to happen. Boiler MCD says, what teams have the largest gap between their floor and their ceiling, biggest boom or bust teams?
Ooh. Biggest boom or bust teams. I'm just thinking like really good, like top 25 teams. Like, what's the biggest boom or bust? Give me a second here. Do you have one that comes to mind right away?
I mean, this one we kind of talked about last week in the Big Ten, but Maryland is definitely one. Although I would argue their ceiling isn't that high, but people are very split on that. I think Rutgers would have to be a pretty big boom or bust. Either it's going to work or it's not.
Yeah. I'll say this, actually. Nationally, there is some boom or bust to Cal at Arkansas. Like, it could go very south. There, that's a possibility.
Yeah, it could. I agree. You're right. I Mater says, we are about 10 weeks away from Florida State and Georgia Tech kicking off the college football season in Dublin. Any sleeper picks to make the playoffs? I got Missouri and NC State making the college football playoff. Missouri and NC State.
That's crazy. They are expanding it this season, right? This is the first year they're doing it. I think so.
Yeah, there's 12. Sorry, I got distracted on my laptop. 12 teams to make the playoff this year.
Yeah, I'm not going to come in here. I mean, I think Kansas State's going to be pretty highly ranked. So I don't even want to call that a sleeper team. I'm not locked in enough to college football right now to give you a sleeper team, so I'm not even going to give you one right now.
Yeah, I have to be honest as well, and I am also equally unprepared for college football talk. We will probably have some college football talk on the channel soon, though. We are figuring out exactly how much college football we want to do, but a lot of people seem interested in college football content from us. Honestly, if you want college football from us, if that's something you think you would like, let us know either publicly or in the YouTube comments or in the Discord. Because I think we have the ability to make that happen in a much larger way than we have before. We just need to like gauge the interest from our audience on how much college football do you want from us. Guy says, weekly compliment to be a nice guy. Week two, you guys are the best bosses I've ever had.
Are we the only bosses he's ever had?
I think we're the only bosses Guy has ever had.
Also, are we his boss?
I don't know. I wouldn't consider us his boss.
Yeah, we're your confidants.
I think we're teammates.
We're role models.
But you're kind of like the captain. We're co-captains.
We're co-captains.
But that doesn't make us boss of our, like...
Right. We're the emotional leaders of sleepers.
You've always been an emotional leader guy, haven't you?
I've always been a big-time emotional leader guy.
Let's see. Guy says, I have decided to start investing in the stock market to pay for college. I put all of my money in the NASDAQ and in a bet with an illegal bookmaker on the Iowa State Cyclones to win the national championship next season.
The Iowa State Cyclones to win the national championship next season?
I don't think Guy gets how the stock market works. If one sentence in, he says, I put all my money on Iowa State to win a title.
Yeah, we'll work on that, Guy.
You got time. Figure it out. Andre L. says, I feel like with the NBA playoffs sucking, I got into watch old college games on YouTube mode much earlier than usual. What are some classics you go back to and watch?
The other day I watched, shout out to Michael Peterson, played at, where did he play at? He played at Ferris, and then I think he played 1 year at Michigan State, and then was it maybe a GA after that? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, he was at MSU.
It was MSU, right? Yeah, but he was a player for a year, and I think he might have been a GA for a year after that. I'm not positive, though. But shout out to him. He posted the clip of Michigan State playing Kansas, and I watched that game recently. Great, great all-time clip. Kalen Lucas and one into the corner to the low five is something that changed my life forever, and it was so great.
Yeah, I mean, the one that's always in the DVR is the Trey Burke Kansas shot comeback game.
Is it still in the DVR? Like,
always will be, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, you changed houses, like, you changed cable packages, like, it's still there.
Yeah, I don't have cable, but somehow I have a recording of that game saved and ready to press a button, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's the go-to. I would also say the Eric Diefendorf Syracuse UConn six overtime game where he jumps on the scores table. That's another classic. I'll watch anything that's on. If you're watching like a Big Ten classics and they play old basketball, I just love watching. Scumbag Sully says this is from last year's Jello Shot Challenge in which LSU smashed the record. If this happened in college basketball, between all 64 tournament teams, which fan base takes the most Jello shots? And do you think they come anywhere near LSU's record last year?
What was LSU's record? Do you know?
68,888 Jello shots.
In what time frame?
Like it's the College World Series.
Oh,
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to send a shot to Albion College. I think they'd be great in that competition. I could probably
68,000
get
is a lot.
it is. We wouldn't have the numbers. You gotta pick a big school, obviously. I'll throw like a Texas out there. I think Texas could do it. But also at the same time, Texas is too hot. I don't know if you want hot Jello. I think you need a fall environment. I look for Auburn to make a push here, possibly. I'm not sure how hot it is in Alabama.
Well, they're all in Omaha. It's Jello shots at the bar in Omaha where the College World Series is. So it's the traveling fan bases are there to take Jello shots and compete. Yeah.
Got you. Huh. I'd like to throw Michigan State's hat in the ring there.
They're not in the College World Series. We gotta explain this concept to you offline.
I
Guy
thought we could
says,
pick any school.
I think he was wondering if the schools this year could challenge LSU's record.
Oh, I haven't watched a second of the College World Series for baseball.
Yeah. Guy says, I was recently introduced to a genre called Midwest emo rock. I am not a Midwesterner, nor am I emo, nor do I listen to rock. As Midwesterners, can you tell me why a type of emo rock is specific to your geolocation?
I cannot, but fell in love with the email
I don't think the genre is called Midwest emo rock. Purdue Fox says, building off of Guy here, which of you is more likely to be a Sweemo, aka Taylor Swift emo covers? Back to December by Riot House slaps, actually.
Back to December by Riot House.
Yeah.
That sounds scary. I mean, I think Greg would be more likely because Greg is a more of a music aficionado, I think, than me. So I'd give the nod to him.
I think I'm playing plus money here, but I think it would be you because there's a world where like I'm into emo music. I'm not for the record, but I did have like an alternative pop rock, punk rock phase. Still like it. Like My Chemical Romance slaps.
They're not rock, are they?
Some people would consider My Chemical Romance like an emo band. Anyways, point is, you would be the better bet here because of the Taylor Swift presence in your household. Even if I was into that style of music, I would not be into like Taylor Swift covers.
True, but it were is this is more like of a Taylor Swift purist household. Like we're not doing covers. It's got to come from the Don Swift herself.
I guess that's true. Augie says, my dad is an Illinois grad who has strong doubts about Braden without Zach Edey. How much do you think the lack of a generational center affects Braden's performance?
I don't think it affects it as much as people are saying it's going to.
Think it just makes him look different in what he's trying to do on the court. Like he definitely tried to play through Zach Edey because he was supposed to and because of how easy Zach Edey made it, but I believe Braden can be a much better scorer than he has shown. He's one dribble pull-ups at the elbow, really dynamic. I think he's going to be just fine. It's just going to look a little bit different. It's probably going to look very similar to Tyler Kolek and what he did at Marquette as the first option. Nobody had an issue saying Tyler Kolek was one of the best players in the country. Everybody seems to have an issue calling Braden Smith that. I don't really get why. I Maynard says, let's say a young man in your family is like the number 25 to 50 ranked player nationally, not one and done good, but a potential power five. He's looking to you to advise him through his recruitment. How do you guide him? Do you point him to a contender even though he won't play, or to collect a bag from a mid-major that's trying to earn a tournament bid, etc.?
I tell him to go for the biggest bag possible, depend like I don't care where it is. We'll go play in Perth. We'll go play in the depths of the, we'll go play for the Corsairs B, shout out to Devin Oliver, we'll go play in Japan. Wherever the biggest bag is, that's where we're going to go.
Okay, yeah, you and I are different on this. I would try to use my advice to steer him to somewhere good situationally. Just like, I'm not letting him play at a school that's not going to play him.
Poor.
It's not about poor. I'll figure out what the money options are as well. But like, there would be schools that might pay you that might not play you. We're not going to let that happen. Like, you're going to be on the court if you're working with me as an advisor.
Yeah. Live look into me while you're figuring out your money options.
I mean, nobody says you're getting some of the money here.
If you don't think I'm exploiting my top 25 cousin to get some money, you're out of your rabbit ass mind.
So you're like the, like, nobody could talk to Bronny without calling the family first? Is that like, yeah, nobody could talk to your cousin without calling Uncle Carter or Cousin Carter first?
Yeah.
I don't think that would go very well.
I think it would.
Trying to pick, like, what if Jake Diebler calls you to talk to your cousin?
I'm gonna ask him how many zeros he's got on that paper in front of him.
I feel like you're probably gonna hang up and insult Jake Diebler.
Never. Not the, I wouldn't insult anybody if the money's correct.
What if Matt Painter calls, ask him to talk to your cousin?
I'm gonna ask him how much money's on the table.
Tom Izzo calls, ask him to talk to your cousin and says, hey, I can't pay more than $100,000. But I want him to come play for me.
I can't afford this phone call.
Tom Izzo?
Yes.
All right. Purdue Fox says, I'm biased, so I'm using you to check myself. I saw a Twitter debate on what is more impressive, Purdue's Maui Invitational Tournament win or Illinois' Big Ten Tournament win.
Hi, Maui.
Why?
Because I think that the Maui run was against, because it was what, they beat Tennessee, they beat
Gonzaga,
Gonzaga and Kansas.
I don't think they didn't Kansas. Marquette.
That was who it was. Sorry, Marquette. I think that's more impressive than what was done in the Big Ten tournament, because Illinois didn't even have to play Purdue.
Yeah. I think more impressive sequence of games is probably Maui, but like, the better accolade to be celebrating is definitely a Big Ten tournament. Like, you,
yeah,
you
but I'm just looking at
like it. Maui was better. Like, no, it wasn't. The Big Ten.
No, I'm just looking at it. I'm just looking at like actual, like, the run. Just so you took two runs separately and put them together. Like, which one was better? I think it's obviously Maui.
But I'm fine with saying that. But yeah,
I would give up that Maui for the Big Ten title banner 100%.
If you're trying to get in an argument online over like Maui was actually better than your Big Ten tournament banner, you've lost. Like, don't do that. Let the people with the banner hang their banner. Sleeve Nash says, you guys did best skill sets in college hoops. I think you should do it for the Big Ten too, predicting next year's. Not a bad idea. We can use that as a segment for sure, maybe later this week.
Put in the segment bank.
We can do that. Burner says, happy Father's Day. Contract negotiation. I am willing to change my hopeful title from Big 12 expert to Big 12 consultant. And did I mention I will work for free?
We'll talk offline.
We don't negotiate, do we? I didn't know that was a thing.
No.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Ethan Woody. I don't know if this. You know what? We're going to ignore that one. That's not intended to be read on the show. Sorry, Ethan Woody. Purdue Fox says, in honor of Father's Day, who is the father of the Big Ten? Clearly, Ant Wright's stirring the pot here, but it brought up a good question. Painter, obvious choice, but what about other categories? Stepdad, father-like figure, papa, grandpa, uncle. So you want us to define who the papa of the Big Ten is? I'm excited for Carter's answer here. Ant Wright's tweet had Matt Painter, and it said, happy Father's Day to the current father of the Big Ten.
I don't think you can be the father of the Big Ten. I don't know. Like, Matt Painter, I don't know if he's the father of the Big Ten. I think Zach Edey might have more of a say of being the father of the Big Ten than Matt Painter.
Yeah, Paint just doesn't. we're getting inappropriate here. Paint doesn't give me, like, dad vibes. Paint gives me, like, friendly uncle vibes.
Yeah. I don't like the lines where I like where my thoughts are going
There's only
right
one
now.
dad in this conference. And he's not my dad anymore, but he used to be.
Is it Brad?
It's Brad. It's Daddy Brad. That's the dad here. That's the only
Who,
daddy
who's
we
who's the
have.
grandpa of the conference?
Izzo.
It's not Woodson?
No, Izzo.
Who's the cool uncle of the conference?
Paint.
Who's the trouble? Who's that uncle that has one too many at the Christmas party and makes everyone uncomfortable?
Maybe like Fran. Maybe, yeah, probably Fran or like Greg Gard.
Great guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Greg
don't
Gard
like
gets
this
a little
exercise anymore.
Greg Gard gets a little handsy
Okay.
with the nieces and nephews.
Good Lord.
Let's move on. Let's see here. Eric NJ Boiler says, when evaluating the top 100, Screech. That teaches me to not post before the segment is over, as Greg just said my point. Should the topic be revisited as the top 10 or top 20 most dominant single seasons of the 21st century? I got to be honest, I'm a little bit lost on what is being asked here. I think I must have just brought up whatever his question was. I don't think the topic should be tweaked. I think the topic from yesterday's episode was the appropriate topic. There was a lot of discussion in the Discord about like, how can Edie be number one? How can he be the best player if it's the Hurley era? And like, one, I brought that up on the show. Two, Hurley isn't qualified to be on a best players of the 21st century list card. Like, how I don't see how that's relevant, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
We're just ranking players. We can't put UConn or Hurley at one. So like, do you want Donovan Clingan to be one?
Players are players.
I don't get it. I Maynard says, I saw an account on X today called Tar Husky with Bacot and Klingon in the profile pic. Are we allowed to fan police this type of activity?
I don't think I'm an advocate for any fan policing.
Yeah, I think people should be able to root for whatever they want to root for.
Yeah, just let them rock.
We need
It's
more
part of,
mutants.
that's what that's. Oh, okay. I see the angle you're pulling here.
I need an army. That's
Oh,
what I
you need
need.
it. You do not need an army.
I need an army.
You do not need.
If you want to be in my army, DM me. Purdue Fox wanted us to add DILF as a category in the father segment. That's the final comment of the day. Do you want to pick who the DILF of the Big Ten is?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, you do.
I don't, not really, no.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, we're gonna keep it a buck. The Big Ten Conference coach is not the most aesthetically pleasing coaches,
Yeah,
you know.
there is. Yeah, there
Oh,
is.
good Lord, Greg.
There's one handsome devil cart. He's still got that tan.
Go ahead.
He made the tan work. He's riding
Go
his
ahead.
bike right now as we speak, keeping
Go
that
ahead.
figure lean and mean.
Go
It's
ahead.
Dusty May. It's my
Dust,
coach.
Dustin.
I mean, you said the Big Ten's lacking handsome. There's no shortage of handsome in Ann Arbor, Card.
That's good on you.
It feels good to have a handsome head coach. It really does.
I love that for you.
I haven't had this in my life. I've never. Tommy Amaker was the last handsome head coach I had.
I'll wait a goddamn minute. Don't make me stand for Juwan. No.
Let's get to the show. Card, do you want to be the word from our sponsor today?
Nah, chosen one doesn't have to do whatever he doesn't want to do. You do it.
We're brought to you by NBA 2K Lab. 2K Lab is constantly making some of the coolest things that enhance your NBA 2K playing experience. They have a full NBA mock draft simulator over on the NBA2KLab.com website right now. You can play a bunch of other mini games, but our big board, our top 75 players for the 2024 NBA draft, are featured prominently in the NBA draft simulator. Go check it out. Link in the description of this video. Thank you to NBA 2K Lab for partnering with us throughout the month of June. All right, you wanted this topic today. We're going to do who is the X factor for each top 25 team. 25 seems like a lot of teams, but again, this is your topic, not mine. You have ESPN's top 25 for next season up right now. We're going to go off that list and just determine who the X factors are. So you can work your way through the teams list here, Carr. Who do we start with?
All right, we're going to start. Actually, you know what? I'd like to start at 25 and work our way down to one. We always start at one. And we're going to switch it up today because I'm the chosen one. All right, so we're going to start at 25 here with Rutgers. Who is the X factor for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights this year and the Fighting Pikels?
Steve Peichel.
The coach is the X factor.
Steve Peichel is the X factor.
Why is he the X factor?
Because if Steve Peichel is truly incapable.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Of running good offense, this team's going to stink. And he has the talent. There's no more excuses. He has the offensive talent. He needs to produce a good offense for the first time in his entire career.
Okay. I like that pick. He does have, I mean, he's got the talent. Like you said, the offense. I'm going to stick mostly players on this exercise just to give you a little insight moving forward. I'm going to pick Jeremiah Williams because when Rutgers was actually playing well last season, I think Jeremiah Williams' play was a really big part of that, to be honest with you. When he finally got eligible, finally played, he was a guy who was threatening to put up like triple-double threats. He's played a lot of basketball, and I think it's going to be much needed next to the youth they have on the team. So playing next to Dylan Harper, I think Jeremiah Williams is going to be a big piece on that, and then Ace Bailey as well. So I'm going to pick the X factor as Jeremiah Williams for Rutgers.
Okay, I don't hate that.
Okay, moving on. The Xavier Musketeers, obviously bringing in massive, massive class. Sean Miller is the coach. Zach Fremantle might play here. That's why I went with this one. This is easy to me. It's Fremantle and his health. It's Fremantle's health. Because if his health is good, finally, and if he is healthy, I think that the Xavier team is going to be a real factor in the Big East.
Zach Fremantle might play. Yeah, sure. I'm happy he might play. Just that's
the X factor.
This is why I'm skeptical of Xavier. Like the second best bullet point for their team is like this guy might play. I'm going Dante Maddox. To me, Xavier is good when they have a really dynamic guard. I think Maddox could be the best player on the team. If he is, then I'll take them seriously. But they need that from him. They need him to be Sule Boom.
Sule Boom was so much fun to watch.
So good. Loved him.
So good. All right. Texas Tech Raiders at number 23. McCaskill and the gang. What do you have as the X factor for Texas Tech?
McCaslin,
my fault.
Oh, man. I don't know if there's an obvious one for Texas Tech right now.
I mean, some options given their projected starting lineup: Elijah Hawkins, Chance McMillan, Darion Williams, JT Toppin, Federico, sorry.
Yeah, I don't think there's like any individual player here that makes I. You know what? Yeah, screw it. Christian Anderson's the X factor.
Ooh.
Christian Anderson's the X factor. He's like the upside swing here. I don't think any of the other guys they have are like upside guys. But if Christian Anderson like walks through that door and he's actually Trae Young, I mean, that would change everything.
In conjunction with that, I'm going to say this is an X factor duo. If Christian Anderson is special, combine that with JT Toppin building on his Mountain West freshman of the year, 12 and 10, basically, that he averaged as a freshman, you could be looking at one of the youngest, best 1-2 punches in the Big 12. So in conjunction with yours, I'm going to say JT Toppin.
Okay. I don't like the conjunction. I don't feel like there was any conjunction there, but that's okay. You do.
Conjunction. What's your malfunction? This is my exercise. Moving on to number 22.
Words.
What?
It's not just not the words. Just move on.
What do you mean it's not the words?
That's not the words of the conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Is that a song?
Yeah, you did conjunction, what's your malfunction, which is not the words.
Oh, I didn't know that was a song. Okay, moving on.
Yes, you did. What were you trying to reference?
I thought it was just a saying. Number 22, the Ole Miss Rebels.
Just a liar, man.
Why? Hey.
Speaking of liars, the X factor for Ole Miss is Chris Beard.
Jeez. Why is it Chris Beard? Because of just the new pieces that they have?
Yeah, they got a lot of talented guys. They have, I think I counted this up when we did the state of the program, they have 9 guys who scored double figures last season. There is no shortage of talent. I think this season comes down to, like, is Chris Beard still a top 5 coach like we thought he was a few years ago, or has that changed?
Okay, I'm going to say with everyone coming in, I think the X factor is Matthew Morrell taking another step. And I feel like that's asking a lot of a guy who tested NBA waters, averaged 16 a game last season. But, like, I think he could be first team all SEC. Possibly if Ole Miss is good enough, he could be in the running for SEC player of the year. If he's able to up his production surrounded by that talent, which he might be able to do, who knows? I'm not sure if he takes a step back or not, but like it's always been there with Matthew Morrell in my eyes. Like I've always been a fan of his game, and maybe in this last season that he has, he puts it together like completely, even though I'm not saying he's been bad these past couple seasons, but I'm talking about he takes one more step. And I think that elevates Ole Miss into maybe an SEC contender for real.
Have we ever talked about how the word Ole being in a school's name is insane?
Ole Miss.
Like, why aren't they just Miss or like Old Miss? Like, what, Ole? We're really giving them Ole and we've all just like accepted that? That's insane.
You don't like it?
No. Do you like it?
Kind of, yeah.
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
I used to think it was Ole Miss.
That's very believable. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Number 21, the UCLA Bruins. Don't just pick coaches for everyone. Are you going to say Cronin?
No. I'm
not. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not. I think it's a Daymara.
A Daymara actually being good?
Yeah, I'm very skeptical. But if a Daymara is who he was supposed to be last season, then I think UCLA is probably really good and probably wins a bunch of games in this conference. And there's a lot of teams without centers. Like my team has 2 good centers. Indiana has a good center. I think Purdue thinks they have good centers, but you don't really know who it's going to be yet. Steven Crowell is still there. Outside of that, there's a bunch of teams with unproven guys at center. So like if a Daymara is a lottery pick, then UCLA is going to win a lot of games.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are pegging Dylan Andrews to be like the point guard that steps up. I'm going to actually say the X factor is Trent Perry. The incoming McDonald's All-American that they have. If Andrews doesn't necessarily hit, or maybe they want him like maybe Sebastian Mack in year 2, the inefficiencies just kind of you want him more as a bench guy. Trent Perry is one of the best shooters in this class, and I think that he can provide a lot of shooting to this team that would really help them out. So I'm going to go Trent Perry and see where he kind of falls in that guard rotation, even with guys like Sky Clark in the fold as well. It'd be interesting to see how that unfolds. Moving down the list, number 20. Florida Gators, Todd Golden and the boys. This one's easy to me. It's Elijah Martin. It's which Elijah Martin you get. Are you getting last year's Elijah Martin or are you getting Elijah Martin of the Final Four run? And maybe the change of scenery changes that. Maybe being away from John L. Davis fixes his mental a little bit. But on paper, like Elijah Martin should like kind of just go into this team and be pretty seamless transition into this team. But he needs to be productive and play well next to Walter Clayton and Will Richard. So I think Elijah Martin's the easy answer for this one.
I like your pitch on that. My initial gut reaction was, it's just how good is Walter Clayton actually? Like, could he be National Player of the Year? Because I think they kind of need that. I'm going to answer with a position. I think center is the X factor for Florida. Because if Handlockton was just healthy, then there's no questions on this team. They're probably preseason like top 10, top 15. But they're going to start at center either like Ruben Chinyelu from Washington State, who averaged 4 last year, or Sam Alexis from Chattanooga, who's 6'9 and averaged 10 last year, or like Alex Condon, who averaged 7 last year. Are any of those guys good? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think they're like SEC good. And even if Elijah Martin and Walter Clayton are awesome, if they don't have a playable center, there is going to be a massive limitation to this ceiling. Somebody needs to be good.
Yeah. All right. Inside the top 20 here, Cincinnati Bearcats, number 19. Who's the X factor for Cincinnati? I'm obliged to say this just because, you know, it's hook 'em until it's not hook 'em anymore. It's Dylan Mitchell being more than Dunky Dunks. If he can be more than Dunky Dunks, that really will do a lot for the Cincinnati team. Is he more than Dunky Dunks? I don't know. But if he is, I think there's talent on this team. Dede Thomas, Skillings Jr. was good last season. I like Wes Miller as a coach, but Dylan Mitchell has to bring more to the game of basketball than Dunky Dunks.
Yeah, so Cincinnati screwed. But yeah, I agree, it's Dylan Mitchell. It's like the same roster. They just added Dylan Mitchell to it. So
you're out.
I mean, if Dylan Mitchell's great, they'll be really good.
Okay.
Dylan Mitchell, they probably won't be.
This one should light up your life. Number 18, the Indiana Hoosiers. Who is the X factor for your Hoosiers, Greg?
The medical trainer lead. Yeah, whoever runs the training staff for Indiana basketball.
Outside of that,
that's the answer.
No, that's the end.
They gotta stay healthy, and everybody's in a boot right now. Like,
okay,
serious.
there's not a player on this team not in a boot except Cardio Cubs. Cardio Cubs is healthy.
I think they're all in boots. Honestly, any picture we've seen of Indiana, I can't trust anymore. They've all been photoshopped out of the picture. No, if it is a player, I would say it's Miles Rice. Is Miles Rice like a legitimate star at point, or is he?
Yeah, that's where I was going to go to. Honorable mention, and Kenzie Mbako taking that NBA second year level jump could prove absolutely massive for this team. If he he doesn't get talked about maybe enough. I think he does, but like, I might just be saying like the classic, oh, no one ever mentions it, but everyone does mention it. If he's like this first round NBA draft pick level talent surrounded by everything else they have, this Indiana team is going to be so ridiculously good.
Yeah. The bad thing for Mbako is that I already have like decided it's not even a question that he's going to be that good. It can't even be an X factor because he's going to be that good. But that's bad for him because my expectations are so high.
Got you. Okay. Number 17, the Marquette Golden Eagles. It's so hard to pick an X factor for this one.
Yeah,
Cam Jones is going to be Cam Jones. Maybe Sean Jones coming back healthy. Like, obviously he had the ACL thing last year, but they need something. They need somebody else to step up and pick up the absence of what Kolick and Iguodaro are.
Yeah, I got my answer for that reason. I'm going Ben Gold. I think people think Ben Gold could be like a breakout superstar. And I think all these other guys kind of are what they are. If Ben Gold like is a first team All Big East guy, that would change everything for them.
Yeah. Ben Gold or David Joplin getting a pass button might be the X factor for this team. Number 17, Coach Cal and his new team, the Arkansas Razorbacks. The X factor for me, because it's Coach Cal, and because I think I know how he's going to operate, the X factor might be DJ Wagner. Because DJ Wagner is going to play. Is he going to be good? That's going to be massive. Because I think that Coach Cal obviously trusts Wagner and likes him, and I think he's going to play him. So, like, I think what he brings to the table will probably be the X factor for the Razorbacks.
Yeah, I'm going to take the cop out. I just think it's Cal. Like, did Cal actually learn from his mistakes or not? Are his rotations better or not? That's the whole season. Like, the talent's there. It's just, is he playing the right guys or not?
All right, the Purdue Boilermakers, who, by the way, Greg, according to Jeff Borzello's projected starting lineup, Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer, Cam Heidi, Trey Kaufman Wren, and Daniel Jacobson.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Huh? Really? Yeah. Who's been saying that? Their X Factor's me. How right was I? Period. Like, am I right or am I wrong? That's the X factor. If I'm right, they're going to be awesome.
You being the X factor of Purdue basketball is one of the scariest propositions I think anybody could be faced with, and Purdue Nation should be scared.
Uh-huh.
With that said, it's Trey Kaufman, Wren, for me. I think that, obviously, you're a believer in Jacobson. I am too, but, like, if TKR is just that good at the center spot, then I think that you can just go Cam Heidi at the four, Colvin at the three, and it'll work out instead of having to be forced to play Jacobson.
Yeah, I hear you. You don't want to play Jacobson at all. That's fine. You could make an argument that everyone here is an X factor. Like, literally every guy needs to, like, take a step forward. I have a second X factor I'd like to present.
Yes.
Zach Edey.
Why Zach Edey?
Zach Edey is the X factor. Was Zach Edey actually everything or not? That's the question.
Zach Edey is the X factor. Like, Zach Edey's legacy is going to change given what this team does.
I think that Zach Edey is the X factor for next season of Purdue basketball.
They just will never go away. Number 14, the Creighton Blue Jays. Add Pop Isaacs, add Jemiah Neal, Kalkbrenner's back. What's the X factor for the Creighton Blue Jays?
Ashworth, I guess? Yeah, Ashworth, I guess.
I'm going to go Mason Miller.
Yeah, that's why, like, it's Ashworth, I guess.
Just give me something at the four. Like, if they get something from him at the four, if they get anything from anybody, I don't really care who it is, to be honest with you. Like, they need something from the four spot. It was an eyesore last year. I feel like it's going to be it might possibly be an eyesore this year. Mason Miller needs to make a jump.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Ashworth, I guess.
Okay. Number 13, the Tennessee Volunteers.
Ooh. There's a lot of names I want to say for this one. Yeah. I'm going to go, I'm going to say Dubar. I debated saying Akpara, but I think, like, if Akpara is just bad, then it's Igor Milicic at center.
Yeah.
And they'll be fine. To me, they need somebody to alpha. I actually think Dubar will be the best player on this team.
Hey, you kind of talked me into that one. I was going to say Ziegler. Like, him, if he's able to stay healthy, and he, like, down the stretch last season, he was playing really, really well, looked like his old self, played a lot of games. Having him at the point guard spot, I think it's just going to be, if they can get some production out of him and not have a Zakai Ziegler getting benched midseason thing, it'll bring some great continuity to this Tennessee team that I think will, you know, help the alphas kind of show themselves. Number 12. My Aggies, the Texas A&M Aggies. I mean, I'm going to say the X factor is Manny. I think the X factor is, I think when he played well towards the end of last season, that's when they looked their best. But I think I'm going to take the words out of your mouth this season, or for this one. Is it just Wade Taylor and whether he's just doing the gunning thing?
The shooty shoot?
Are we going coaching in here? Is it buzz?
It's not coaching. How do you, like, let's see. How do I say this?
Maybe Henry Coleman playing well, like after an injury last season, like.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Out of an injury full season last year.
Be an X factor, like
continuity.
My question with Texas A&M is like, are any of these guys actually good? Because they kind of stunk all of last year, and like now we're just like we're doing it again without Boo. Ah, or Boots, whatever the hell his stupid nickname was, Radford. Like I don't know. Like I wouldn't be excited about running this back with Wade Taylor, who shot 36% from the floor, and 6 different returning players that didn't score 9 points a game last year. Like, is anyone good?
I think I might be excited about them running it back.
I guess that my X factor has to be one of the new guys, I think. I'll say it's Phelps, Zurich Phelps.
Zurich Phelps, okay. Whether the X factor is him not trying to out Wade Taylor. It's just them two just having a shoot off.
Or like Pharrell Payne. Does Pharrell Payne just like prove that he's way better than Henry Coleman and that helps him big? Right. Like that could happen.
Do Pharrell Payne's knees stay healthy?
I'm also so out on A&M. I'm so out.
All right, number 11, Auburn Tigers. I was going to say Dan Hurley not leaving so that Bruce Pearl leaves, but now that
is Matty Pruitt's dad still on staff?
Who?
That's a bachelorette thing. You'd be unfamiliar. I'm going to say it's probably the new guards. It's Miles Kelly and Pegues, however you like to say his name.
I'm going to say Denver Jones. Year two transfer. Those are our favorites. He was probably the best of the guards last year. Averaged 9 last season. Still think he could take a jump in year two. Honorable mention, Chad Baker Mazzara's temper. that's going to be massive moving forward.
I am workshopping a take that the Auburn backcourt got worse from last year's backcourt, and nobody wants to admit it.
I'm going to need some more information on that eventually.
Like Aiden Holloway's actually a big loss, and everyone wants to pretend Trey Donaldson stunk, but like these guys are worse than Trey Donaldson.
I love Aiden Holloway. He did stink last season.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Number 10, the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Whatever walk-on plays at the 5 for them.
Well, right now, their current projected starting lineup is Elliot Cadeau, RJ Davis, Ian Jackson, Kay Tyson, Lubin. Yes, Greg?
They're just starting a 6'8 center who's not a center. He's a 3 more than he is a 5.
Is Lubin on 6'8?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, if this is the team, I'm going to say it's Elliot Cadeau.
Yeah.
Because their season will hinge on him taking a huge step forward.
So I was going to say Cadeau originally, but I'm going to pick a player who, if he's just like that good and he's the top 10 prospect that he is, like you don't even care about Cadeau. It's Jackson. If Jackson is that good, then you just kind of move off of Cadeau and you just go RJ, Jackson, and then fill in somebody else maybe at that three spot.
So North Carolina doesn't have a center, is going to start a 6'8" forward there. Neither of us picked center as our option. I picked a guard I don't believe in, and you picked a different guard that would take the guard you don't believe in spot. And you're really in on North Carolina still.
RJ Davis is still on the team.
He is.
Hey, Tyson.
Let's move on.
Number nine, the Arizona Wildcats.
The only answer is Caleb Love. They go as he goes always. That's it.
That's a scary proposition.
Nobody else matters. And just like every other Caleb Love team he's ever been on.
What about Trey Townsend?
Every Caleb Love team he's ever been on, their entire season is resolved based on what he does. That's how it works.
I'm going to break my rule, and I'm going to pick Tommy Lloyd. I think Tommy Lloyd might have a time this season, or he might have a situation this year where he has to make a tough choice. And I think he has weapons on this team where he could, if he really wanted to, maybe stop Caleb Love from doing the thing where he hurts the team.
Yeah.
Will he do it? I don't know.
There are weapons on this team, but the problem is the quote-unquote best player is a massive weapon of mass destruction that, like, can just go off at any time. There's nothing you can do.
All right, George Bush. Number eight, the Duke Blue Devils. Easy one for me. If Cooper Flagg is just generational like he's supposed to be, then they're good. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that they got the Vegemite-eating point guard. It doesn't matter that they're starting a Syracuse power forward for a bad Syracuse. It doesn't matter. I don't care about any of that. I don't care that Zion James is shaped like Zion Williamson. Like, I don't care if Cooper Flagg is just generation.
It's Shire, because Shire needs to pull the right strings here. Is he going old or is he going young? And he needs to, like, make it mash and work.
For the record, I get it. Yeah. Oh, old wins in college basketball. Experience, veterans, grittiness. Sick. Play the young talent and let's rock. This could be an ultimate let the young bulls rock movement if given the chance.
We just realized we're Duke fans this year. If Duke is the let the young bulls rock team this year,
we gotta go full brotherhood.
We have to go full Duke people.
I don't know if I can.
We have some time to figure it out, but they're definitely the let the young bulls rock team.
Riley's gonna have to figure it out too. Good grief. Iowa State.
Momchilovich.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm gonna say Gilbert.
Really?
Because I think that Gilbert has the game to be like that guy. Like, we talked about him as a guy who, like, he's the scoring load guy. He's like in the NCAA tournament run last year. I think if Gilbert asserts himself as like a top echelon guard in the Big 12, it makes him dangerous. I do like the Momchilovich shout. Also, Otz's workout regimen just staying the same, definitely a factor.
I think they need Milan to be like the NBA guy on this team. Like nobody else is going to play in the league. So Momcilovic needs to be like a lottery pick talent.
Okay. I'd agree with that. Six, Baylor Bears. It's edge comb for me.
Just how good is he?
Yeah, because like I believe in Roach. I think Nunn is what he is. Langston Love is what he is. I believe in Norchad. If Edgecombe is what we think he can be, this team is ridiculous.
I'm going to say Norchad because I have had motivation concerns with Norchad, even though he's been extremely productive. Is Norchad just cashing checks? Or is Norchad like, which I'd assume he told people he went to Baylor because he wants to win a national title, not about the money. But like, was that a lie?
I feel like his pick of Baylor kind of reinforces the fact that he's not just trying to cash a check. Otherwise, he would have just gone back to Miami, right?
Yeah, Baylor hasn't had a center as good as him, in my opinion. And what does it look like? Like, is Norchad the best player on this team? It's possible. I think the guards are going to be good in some form. No matter how good VJ is, the guards will be good. They need Norchad to be like first team all Big 12, and then they're unstoppable.
All right. Number five, the Gonzaga Bulldogs. I want to say Khalif Battle. But I don't know. I don't feel like it's Ben Gregg.
I don't know that there is an X factor on Gonzaga. I think they're just, they are what they are, and they're good.
Like Mark Few having the Uber app?
I'll say Steel Venters? Because, like, what if he's really good?
I like that. Okay, I'll take that. Honorable mention if Michael Ajayi is actually, like, this NBA guy that we're being told he is.
Yeah, I think it's just the new guys. Like, all the new guys. Guys that did not play for this team last year. Like, do any of them raise the ceiling?
New guys and old guys liking each other.
So, Gonzaga's X factor is Gonzaga.
Gonzaga's X factor is friendship.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
All right. Number four, Houston. This is easy for me. Sharp.
Who?
Sharp. Emmanuel Sharp.
That's probably it. I think he's their best player. Uzan's the X factor. Is he good or not?
If he's Jamal Shedd light?
Yeah. Is like, can he do 80% of Jamal Shedd stuff or no?
Are you saying you want more?
No.
Sorry, I'm working on my baby hand. This is more, right?
Yeah, this is more than this is all done.
Okay, sorry. I'm working on that. That's, you know, yeah. UConn Huskies. X factor.
How stupid Dan Hurley's players are. Yes. Truly. That's like, how stupid is Terrace Reed on the court? I've said I think he's one of the lowest IQ players in NCAA history. And Dan Hurley's running around telling everyone he loves coaching at UConn because his players are stupid.
I'm gonna just say the Hurley circus is the X factor. Like, what does it do? How does it motivate? Which way does it go? Does it negatively impact? Does it positively impact? Everyone assumes it's going to be so positive that there's also a world where it's negative. Just let that be known. The Hurley Circus.
Mahaney deserves a shout, too.
Sure. Well, shout out Aiden. Number two, Alabama Crimson Tide. It's got to be Oates because, like, he has the team, the talent. It's Oates. It's Oates pulling the right strings. It's Oates keeping guys happy. It's Oates handling all this.
That's just a scary proposition. I'm gonna say Cliff. I'm gonna say Cliff. Cliff might not be as good as everybody thinks Cliff is.
Uh oh. Greg, I don't know about that.
He might not be like, are we gonna sit here and act like Cliff's gotten better since the Cliff he was 3 years ago?
No, we are not.
So, like, Cliff's been on a lot of losing teams, hasn't he?
Yes.
Played a lot of losing basketball the last couple of seasons.
Yes, he has.
That's the guy?
Is that Pikel or Cliff?
I like Grant Nelson at the five better than I like him at the four next to Cliff.
Cliff being the X Factor is a scary proposition.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Let's move on. Last but not least. No, not more. All done. Done. Kansas. No, that's not all done. Trevor. The number one, the Kansas Jayhawks. X Factor for the Kansas Jayhawks.
AJ Store. Everybody's going to act like this is like, are the players happy or not? If AJ Store is Kansas's best player next season, none of the happiness matters. And he's capable of that. He is talented enough to be the best player on the best team in the country.
Yeah, I probably agree with you on that one. Also, while we're taking projected starting lineup victory laps here, Borzello's projected Kansas starting lineup. Dewan Harris, Zeke Mayo, AJ Storr, KJ Adams, Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah, Rylan Griffin's going to start. Some way, somehow.
All done.
Okay, that was an extremely fun, tedious exercise. Let's get to another fun, hopefully slightly less tedious topic today. What's most likely to go wrong? That sounds fun. We spent a bunch of topics in the last few weeks doing like best case scenario, team specific best case videos. What could go right for certain players and teams in the Big Ten. Today we want to do Big Ten, but we are going to imagine a world where each team in the Big Ten misses the NCAA tournament. So we have to force ourselves to imagine this team is not in the NCAA tournament. What went wrong? What is the biggest reason why they are not in the NCAA tournament? Any questions before we embark on this journey together? Okay. The people listening to this can't see that we're doing sign language.
Oh, sorry. My bad. No more. No more questions.
Okay. We're going to go down the list of teams in order of Jim Root's roster sheet. So we start with Maryland. What will be the biggest reason Maryland misses the NCAA tournament if they miss the NCAA tournament?
I think the biggest reason they missed the tournament is Gillespie's just an awful version of Jameer Young.
Okay, mine is Deshaun Harris-Smith is the exact same guy. And if you try to play that guy 35 minutes, your team stinks.
Do you think he's going to be the exact same guy?
Yes.
You do?
Yep.
Okay, so that explains you being down on Maryland.
Part, he was broken the entire season.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he wouldn't shoot the ball, even. He wouldn't even try to do things.
Yes.
And yes. Then Maryland's just, like, running it back. Like, yeah, that's still our starting two.
Yeah.
That's such a bad sign. I don't get it. Hopefully Kevin Willer knows something I don't. Okay, Indiana. God forbid. All things burn to the ground. This team misses the NCAA tournament. What went wrong for Indiana?
They never got out of the boots.
Injuries?
I think it would have to be – it's the same thing with every Indiana team. It crashes and burns. It'll be because of the point guard position. It'll be that maybe Miles Rice and Cannon Carlisle were on Mickey Mouse runs in the Pac-12, and it just doesn't work out, and Gabe Kupp starts games.
That won't happen. I think it's missing
shots. It's worst case scenario.
I think this team could still be a bad shooting team. Like, that's a possibility. I'm not banking on it. I believe in the shooting upside of some of these guys, but like, Miles Rice shot 27% from three. Galloway shot 26%. Mbako shot 32%. Renu shot 33%. Carlisle shot 32%. Balo shot 0%. So the best shooter in your six-man rotation is Malik Renu. That's ominous. That could be bad. And then I can't believe you didn't say this. Mike Woodson could go wrong for this team.
That's a given.
But like that, if why did Indiana miss the tournament with this roster? The only answer could be Mike Woodson.
Well, you said we shouldn't do things that aren't realistic. Is that realistic? I never actually heard you say that's realistic.
I don't think there is a world where Indiana misses the tournament. But if they do, you have to point the fingers at Woodson with this. The roster should be really, really good.
There's always a world where Mike Woodson's at the helm.
All right. Michigan misses the tournament. What went wrong for Michigan? There's a lot of things that could go wrong here, to be honest.
Yeah. I would say the thing that could go wrong the most is that, I mean, I'm not sure if this is the right term or like the right way to put it, but just like, you really feel the lack of that, not getting maybe the big, like the guards are just that bad, that the front court doesn't matter.
I'm going to rattle through my various things I think could go wrong. Point guard's a disaster and Trey Donaldson stinks. The guard position as a whole is so bad that Namari Burnett ends up playing huge minutes. Roddy Gale is just a losing player. He's not an alpha on a good team. The front court is clunky and can't guard anybody. Wolf and Golden straight up cannot play together. And lastly, and my loudest answer, which will be my official answer for this exercise, you let Jace Howard be on the team. Like, Juwan Howard's son is on this team, and Juwan's going to be in attendance for games in Dusty May's first year. There are massive locker room blow-up implications here. Massive ones.
I mean, also one big factor or reason, don't think it could happen, but it there is a world where Dusty May is bubble TJ Warren.
That's also one. All right, Wisconsin, they missed the NCAA tournament. What happens? They play to their ceiling.
Yeah, they play their they play the season. Their year goes as planned.
So for the teams that we think are going to miss the tournament, do we need to like lower it? Like, let's say Wisconsin finishes last in the Big Ten. What happened?
They play their schedule. Jeez. No. I'm trying to think like what it would have to be an injury, I think. And I don't want to do that. That's the thing.
Yeah, don't do that. I'll just say, to summarize as best I can, Max Klesmet's their leading scorer. Like, if Klesmet ends up being, like, the most talented guy on this team, that means everybody else didn't hit, and things are going to get ugly. Ohio State, they missed the NCAA tournament. What happened?
Sorry, I want to go back. The worst case that finished last, Blackwell gets tampered with.
Yeah.
Transfer midseason.
Yeah. Good call.
That's it. You can get sick of it. Which would make Klesmet the number one option, like you said. But that's how it happens. So it needs to happen like that for it to really bottom out.
Great answer.
Sorry, what team was that again?
Ohio State is next. What goes wrong for Ohio State?
Jake Diebler goes wrong.
He's just bad.
Yeah, the shine wears off. That's who you signed. That's who you went with. He's just bad.
Evan Mahaffey is still a starter.
Is he still on the team?
Yeah, he's still on the team.
No way.
He's still on the team. He's projected sixth man per Jim Root's rosters. There's a lot that could go wrong with Ohio State, much like Michigan. Like, Bruce and Michi don't get along. The front court guys just aren't good, because as excited as everyone was about Sean Stewart and Aaron Bradshaw, those two combined to average 6 points a game last season. So if those are your guys, I think it's a little ominous. But yeah, I'll say, like, something doesn't hit and Mahaffey has to play big minutes. That would scare me. Michigan State misses the tournament. What goes wrong?
Oh, what doesn't go wrong? Let's see. I mean, Jeremy Fears is bad. Xavier Booker doesn't get better. Jay Nakins, probably honestly the most, Jay Nakins at the two just is not it. Like, we think it's going to be great. And he's not able to get past people and create his own shot. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing would actually be the Akins point. Like, rather than being a breakout guy, Akins is just the guy he's been all 3 years.
Yes.
Which, like, we've all, I think you had a point late in last season that was like, we need to stop asking Akins to be something he's not. Like, just embrace that he's a really good catch-and-shoot guy, and that's it. Now we're asking him to be something he's not, his final season, and everybody seems to think it's going to go great. There is a pretty obvious world where it might not. I think that would be the one. I think the other would be, like, Fears just isn't ready, or Fears isn't physically capable of being a starting point guard yet. The center spot is what it is, but to me, yeah, Akins has to be the big one. I'll throw a bonus caveat in. Because I'd love to keep doing this for 20 more minutes rather than just gracefully moving on. AJ Hogard is better than any player on Michigan State next season. AJ Hogard at Vanderbilt has a better season than any individual Michigan State player has.
I wouldn't allow that to happen.
That's happening, AJ keeps interacting after every Michigan. Like, AJ sitting in Nashville is like tweeting out game results from Michigan State. Like, lock in, big dog. Still believe in y'all. SD4L.
I would not let that happen. I can't.
You take it into your own hand?
I would take it in my. I don't know what that entails, but I would do whatever I have to do.
Iowa finishes last in the Big Ten. What happens?
Fran retires midseason.
That was my answer too. Yeah, he's just out. And like, Peyton Sanford like opts out to protect his draft status.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody just quits. Yeah. Purdue misses the NCAA tournament. What happens?
We're doing things like in worlds we think this happens, right?
Yeah, we have to envision a world where Purdue misses the NCAA tournament next year. What happened?
I think it has to be Cam Heidi, like, not being what people think he's going to be.
A lot of guys. But Heidi.
But you could do that for a lot of people, though.
Yeah. I mean, the skeptics are just right. The skeptics are right about Braden. Like, he was an Edie Merchant. like, Fletcher hits a wall again. TKR is not a starting center. He's like a backup guy or a four. The real answer for me that is most likely to cause Purdue problems is all of the freshmen aren't ready. Like, all of them. Because everyone seems to just think like Paint signing a six-man freshman class was like a good move. I think it's a crazy move for a team that's trying to be like a win now team in 2024 to not use the portal and instead welcome in five freshmen, many of whom are not rotation guys. That's crazy. Like, that you could have gotten some guys who are ready to help you. And instead, like, do you really need Jack Benter and CJ Cox and Rally Burgess on this team? Even if those guys are really good one day. Like, that's just a lot. And there's a world where all of them are unplayable.
Yeah. Seize the moment.
Yeah. Nebraska. Nebraska misses the tournament. What happens?
They're the worst three-point shooting team in the Big Ten.
They just can't make shots.
Cannot. No one can make shots. Seton can't make any shots. Bryce Williams can't make any shots. Gavin Griffiths won't make any shots. Like, they just are the worst shooting team in the Big Ten.
Connor Asesian, Gavin Griffiths, and Burke Buchtenzel do not get along, is my answer. Like, those three all think they're the white boy with some shit to him, and, like, they're upset that the other two are in the picture.
Too many white boys with too many shit to him in one.
It ends up, like, real world Lincoln is a season, and, like, those three just, like, fight over politics, you know?
With Hoiberg, the mayor.
I need that photoshopped. Okay, Illinois. Illinois misses the tournament. What happens?
What happens? There could be so many ways.
A lot of answers.
A lot of answers. I'm gonna go with Kylan Boswell is not the best point guard on the team.
Oh, like Kylan has to be benched because he's not a starting point guard.
They realize that he's not just young. He actually might just not be that good.
Who would take over for Kylan if that happened?
Gibbs Lawhorn?
Yeah, I think so too. I think the most likely one and the most impactful would be Kasparis being unplayable. Like, if Kasparis is Jan Vide, what are you supposed to be? Like, what's the pivot there? Ty Rogers plays 30 minutes at the two. DGL has to play 30 minutes. Like, that would scare me. I think that is a reasonable outcome. And I will add the caveat, the bonus points. Last year's whole MO that we were sold from the everyday guys locker room was we got the bad people out. It's about chemistry. The bad people are gone. The good people are in. I think if Illinois missed the tournament, that would mean that the bad people are back in. Like, aren't there some guys on this list that you would circle and maybe think Ty Rogers wouldn't go on a podcast calling them a good guy?
Honestly, a podcast weekly appearance by players would be the worst case scenario for Illinois.
That'd be bad. I feel like we loved chemistry last year, and then this year we like threw the chemistry out for some guys. That would scare me a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like you're distracted right now. Did I tune you out? You don't like the world where Brad misses the tournament?
I just got hit with an email that I don't think I was supposed to be on, but I was on it.
Whoa.
But we'll be okay. I'm locked back in now.
Is this a work email or a personal email?
Work.
Do we need a minute?
No, we're good.
I just can't believe that happened, and now I'm about to ask you this question.
What question?
What happens when Minnesota's the worst team in the Big Ten?
Dawson Garcia leaves to play overseas.
Okay.
Like, Perth gets into his DMs.
Got it.
The Breakers slide into his Twitter DMs.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. He just shuts it down. I don't have a more creative answer. Northwestern is the worst team in the Big Ten. What goes wrong?
Ty Berry is not the same Ty Berry he was before his injury.
Boo Booey was just that good. And it like two games into the season, we realized it was all Boo and nobody else. That's all. Penn State, worst team in the Big Ten. I don't have anything creative for this one.
They're just Penn State?
They're just themselves, and yeah, nobody besides Ace scores double figures again for the second straight season. Rutgers. Rutgers misses the tournament. What went wrong?
Freshmen aren't dynamic. Easy.
I have a different answer. I think it's the center spot, because I think Harper and Bailey are going to be productive and good no matter what. But, like, Cart, who's their starting center on paper?
I couldn't tell you.
It's Emmanuel Ogbole.
Who?
Emmanuel Ogbole, the guy that averaged 2-2 last season.
Ah.
That's their big man, and everyone thinks Rutgers is going to be really good.
Don't like that.
That's a lot worse than your center rotation. Let that
say. Hey.
Washington. Washington misses the tournament. What happens? I hate the sign language, man.
Great Osabor is the first player in the NIL era to sit out for non-payments.
Yeah, that's a good one. Just a mix of like chemistry stocks. They have so many transfers mixed with Danny Sprinkles, not the one, mixed with adjusting to a new conference across time zones, like just F's them over. It's overwhelming in all facets for Danny Sprinkle in year one. USC, what goes wrong if USC is the worst team in the Big Ten?
Must bringing in a bunch of losers kind of just play like losers.
Terrence Williams is like the third best player. Must's locker room is exactly like last year's locker room was. Bonus points that St. Thomas is unplayable. The St. Thomas breakout, your stuff has gone too far. It started with you, and now there's a lot of like smart people doing it too.
I don't like the way that transitioned.
I don't like it. I just
now
don't
there's
like
a lot of smart people doing it too. All right, why no, are you hurling me right now?
There's like analytic people. You know what I mean? Like we're supposed to be like the reactionary hot take guys, and now we have like analytics and film people being like, keep an eye on St. Thomas.
Hey, you never want the He Nice watchers and the analytics to be hand in hand. That's when it gets dangerous.
It's swinging too far. Oregon. What goes wrong if Oregon misses the tournament?
TJ Bamba's what I said he is. He's a serial tournament misser loser.
Jackson Shellstad is not capable of being the best player on a team. That would be my answer.
Jackson Shellstad is more Andre Pritchard than Peyton Pritchard.
Can you say Jackson Shellstad again?
Jackson Shellstad? Jackson Shellstad.
UCLA is the final one. UCLA misses the tournament. What goes wrong?
They allow guy on their staff. No. I'm gonna say a day Mara's bad.
So who he was last year?
Yes.
That's my answer. All these dudes are exactly who they were last year, and you added Sky Clark.
Yes.
That would be what happens.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have fun with that exercise?
I like it better than best case scenario, I think.
Yeah. Negativity. There's a time and a place for it. Yesterday on the episode without you, me and Brian Ralph and I did the who's the best player in the 21st century discussion. Does Zach Edey actually belong at the top of the list of every player since the 21st century? Today I want to go off of that and I want to do a draft. I want to do a fun little back and forth, a cute little snake draft. You and I just doing a little snake draft today.
Little snicky
All right. Every player that has played college basketball for at least one season in the 21st century is eligible to be drafted. We are both going to draft 8-man rosters. You are like really laughing and making faces about this. I'm nervous. Also, do you know what the 21st century is?
I was gonna ask, this is a safe space, right?
I don't know how safe our podcast is.
What year did the 21st century start?
Heart, man. I believe we're going back to 2000.
Huh, okay.
You want me to fact check that?
I mean, is this like a birthday thing? Like once you reach a year in, you're a year old. Like you turn one.
The 20th century was
Yeah.
1901 to 2000. So the 21st century was 2001.
That
So
makes sense. We are in the okay, you know, that make okay, that makes sense to me.
every now I want to fight this because my daughter was a human even when she wasn't one.
That's what I'm saying. So this th that see, okay, we're on the same page here. This should not be the 20th. This should be the 20th century. We are experiencing the 20th century.
No,
What?
I think this should be the 21st century. I think it should have started in 2000, though. 2000 was the start of the 21st century.
I don't think the 21st century should start until 2000 2101.
All right, so going back to 2001, every player that's played college basketball for one season is eligible. That's how this is going. Do you want the first pick or the second pick? We're both drafting 8 players.
I am going to take I'm gonna take the first pick.
Fascinating. Okay, you're up. Who you got?
See, I could go aggressive here and just take somebody you want that I don't really want, but I'm gonna stay strong here. I'm gonna take Chris Paul.
Dog, what?
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 I'm gonna take Chris Paul.
Why? Why is that the
Chris Paul is probably the best. I mean, Chris Paul's an NBA Hall of Famer. What?
Chris Paul is the best college basketball player to you of the 21st century?
I'm building a team here. Seems to be nasty.
This is so much worse than I thought it would be. Oh my God. All right. I have two back to back. I'm taking Jalen Brunson and Zach Edey.
Okay. I get two right here, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Steph Curry and Kevin Durant.
Those are good picks. Chris Paul at 1-1 is absurd. All right. Now I'm like focused on do I beat you or do I go with what I want here?
You're not going to beat me. My team's already beat yours.
I strongly disagree with that. I'm taking Carmelo Anthony. I'm taking Carmelo Anthony and I'm taking Zion Williamson.
I'm going to take, how many players are we taking total?
Eight total.
Eight total. Okay. I'm going to take. I'm going to take Michael Beasley and Joel Embiid. My team is disgusting. My starting lineup is Chris Paul, JJ, wait, was it Chris Paul, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Michael Beasley, and Joel Embiid.
Yeah, the Joel Embiid who averaged 11 points a game.
As you didn't say anything about what it was that they were in college.
That's the exercise we're doing, is players that played in college.
My team is full of better basketball players than your team.
I strongly disagree with you. You took Chris Paul 1-1.
Who's your point guard?
Jalen Brunson, the best player in college basketball in the 21st century, is my
Chris
point
Paul
guard.
Is better basketball player than Jalen Brunson.
Right? No, first off, no, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Is Jalen Brunson a top 75 NBA player of all time?
Brunson is going for 40 in the playoffs right now.
Is Brunson a Hall of Famer?
Jesus Christ, man. I'm taking J.J. Redick and I'm taking Anthony Davis.
Good picks. I should have got AD.
I think I destroyed you in this draft. If that wasn't obvious when you took Chris Paul 1-1 in the best college basketball player since the 21st century. But oh, go on. Oh, my God. Go on.
Okay, I'm going to pick, I don't know, I'm going to take Trae Young.
Do you have,
and then I'm going to pick
Chris Paul, Steph Curry, and Trae Young.
Yep.
All right.
And then I'm going to go Draymond Green.
Felt like a little bit of a reach to me.
Probably.
A little bit. Yeah, you did so bad at this.
Do I have one more pick?
You do. I have two picks right now, though.
Okay.
I'm taking the guy who many people believe has been the best player in college basketball in this span. I'm taking Tyler Hansbrough. Yeah. Do you have a reaction? What's that laugh about?
Sick pick. Just like, put these teams on paper. Like, my team is destroying yours.
I think my team's destroying
my yours. Team's full of better basketball players.
I have Anthony Davis, Carmelo Anthony, Zion, Brunson, and Redick.
Zion, bad freaky self, Hansbrough. Can't even get on the court.
This is so bad of you. There's a lot of ways I could go with this last pick. I could take Budarius. I could take my personal favorite player of the 21st century. I could take Trey Burke. I could try to like outdo you at your own game by taking like the best NBA player who has come through college basketball in the span. I could try to play for clicks for engagement when I know we're going to do a graphic on this. And I could take like D Brown. I could take Braden Smith to piss people off. But I'm going to play the game the way it should play. I'm going to respect the game and take the best player here. And I'm going to take friend of the show, friend of the program. I'm going to take Jay Will, Jay Williams.
Wow.
Wait, Jay Will.
Wait. Oh, yeah, I guess he wasn't. Yeah, he was.
Yeah. I'd like to add up how many national championships my.
So surprising no Trey Burke pick from you.
Yeah, Jay Williams was a better player than Trey Burke.
Okay, I'm going to take my last pick is Dwayne Wade.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
How many Hall of Famers do you have on your team?
It's not the game. It's not the game. We're
playing a game of basketball.
We're drafting the college version of themselves.
You didn't say that.
Yes, we did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
When?
So what did you think we were drafting here?
I was drafting a team to play the game of basketball the way our Sir Lord Naismith intended it to be played.
And you took Chris Paul first out of everyone.
Yes, I took one of the best point guard. I have two of the best point guards of all time on my basketball team.
And you have Trae Young for no reason.
I have three better point guards than you have one.
I have Jalen Brunson. He's the best point guard that's played college. I have Jay Williams, who had the best individual season any point guard's had in college.
I got Steph Curry. I have Steph Curry. I have Kevin Durant. I have Joel Embiid. I have Michael Beasley. I have Dwayne Wade. I have Chris Paul. What are we doing here?
Awful. I need someone. I mean, we'll put this on social, but like, tell people, please inform Carter how poorly he did in this exercise. His team is Chris Paul, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Michael Beasley, Joel Embiid, Trae Young, Draymond Green, and Dwayne Wade. And my team is Jalen Brunson, JJ Redick, Carmelo Anthony, Zion Williamson, Zach Edey, Anthony Davis, Tyler Hansbrough, and Jay Williams.
I lost you.
I destroyed you.
I lost you. I can't wait for it. You really think you did something here?
I did do something here. This was the whole exercise.
You didn't cook here.
Let's add up National Player of the Years and National Championships.
Let's add up Hall of Fames. Let's add up NBA Championships. Let's add up all that.
So Trae Young is more in the Hall of Fame than Anthony Davis is?
No. But you also just named my backup.
Michael Beasley's more in the Hall of Fame than Carmelo Anthony is.
I like how you're picking around on this one. I like how you're picking around.
I just mine can do my team can do everything that yours can do. They just also won National Player of the Years and championships. All done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really are behaving like my 1 year old today. One big thing presented by no one.
My one big thing is I had a scare yesterday, Greg. I had a scare.
What type of scare?
I might have to buy my own Netflix account scare yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was looking at it and I was like, damn, these Netflix prices are outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily I bounced back. We made it happen. I can't tell you how I made that happen. Not necessarily sure if it's 100% legal, but, I made it happen.
How would you make it happen?
If I told you that, I might be obligated to kill you.
I don't want to die.
For that reason, I won't tell you.
Okay. All right. For my one big thing today, I'd like to ask us all to imagine something, Cart.
Do I keep my eyes open while I imagine this?
You can close them or keep them open. It's totally up to you. I'd like to take us all back to 2014, Cart. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go back to 2014. In 2014, Barack Obama was president. The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 was the number one movie in America. The number one song in America was Rude by Magic. You know, the why you gotta be so rude. The number two song in America was actually Fancy by Iggy Azalea. Back in 2014. In 2014, Cart, Dan Hurley was in his second year at Rhode Island. Rhode Island went 14-18 under Dan Hurley in 2014. Pretty long ago, right? A lot of mm-hmm. things have happened since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
You know what hasn't happened since 2014?
What?
Rory McIlroy hasn't won a major championship. Rory McIlroy is considered the face of golf, and he has not won a major since all of those things I just pointed out that happened over a decade ago. I can't believe anyone let this happen, straight up. I can't believe any self-respecting fan of the sport of golf has sat here with a straight face and let the media pump Rory McIlroy down our throats for 11 years when this man is the biggest choke artist that sports has seen since I've been alive. Yeah, he missed 2 3-footers with the U.S. Open on the line. Yeah, he was, I think, 456 for 456 this season from inside 3 feet until the final two that mattered to win the U.S. Open, that he had a 2-stroke lead over Bryson DeChambeau with 5 left to play. Bryson shot over par on the final 5 holes. And wins the U.S. Open going away because Rory just wilted. He just laid down and died. And people still want me to sit here and talk about, oh, he's going to get one. He's going to get one soon. He's playing better than ever. He's right there. Maybe he's not. Because maybe he is actually the biggest choke artist we've seen. Rory has 4 majors. He's won 4 majors. None in over a decade. And we've let this man parade around like he's the leader. He's the face of an entire sport. No, this man is just the Irish version of Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler. He's washed. Put him in the group. Get him on the private jet. Hand that man a two-hearted. He's cooked. I will not pretend this man is the face of the sport anymore. He's a choke artist. He's a loser. And Bryson DeChambeau just took his spot as the face of golf that isn't Scottie Scheffler. He's the second face of golf.
But that or the ether beat.
Disgusting. I'm so mad at Rory. Except I'm not. I enjoyed watching Rory melt down and die. That was horrible. Back tomorrow.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.